Well, you have long heard the controversy about the heroin injection sites that Seattle and King County has been talking about providing for a long, long time, modeled after the George Soros funded heroin sites up in Vancouver, BC. Never knew how this could possibly be legal. And it's also just a continuation down what has seemed to be a disastrously wrong path that we've embarked on as a region. And these heroin sites, they call them safe injection sites. I call them death sites because I don't think there's anything safe about heroin. The U.S. attorney for our region is Brian Moran, and he joins us here on Cairo Radio. Brian, I appreciate you talking with me this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dory, for having me on.
Tell me and my listeners about the message that you sent to Seattle about their plans for these heroin sites.
Well, it's a simple message, and it's rooted and based in the law. It unquestionably violates federal law. The code is 21 U.S.C. 856. But basically, that makes it unlawful to maintain, promote, or stand up or use a drug house, a so-called safe injection drug house. The law is pretty clear. There's not a good faith exception. There's not a exception written in there for cities to do it or charities. So that's where the decision is rooted in. It's also mindful of the fact that we had 64,000 overdose deaths last year. At the same time, our federal drug prosecutions fell 23% between 2011 and 2016. Drug trafficker sentences fell by 20% that same time period. So this is just something that the federal government just can't sit idly by and watch a safe injection site, a safe drug house go forward.
And I'm not as learned in the law as you, but it was so painfully obvious to me, Brian, that this is a violation of our federal laws. Technically, isn't the marijuana legalization initiative, isn't that a violation of federal law as well?
Well, you know, that's a very good point, and I guess trying to rationalize it, Dory, I think it's probably the exception that proves the rule. I mean, marijuana is a different issue altogether. We have the majority of citizens in this state that voted in favor of I-502 to legalize marijuana. I was here when it passed. I am aware of the various pronouncements from the Department of Justice, the Cole Memorandum, and various other memoranda about the enforcement. It does violate federal law. There's no question about it. The question becomes really one of enforcement. Is it a priority of the Department of Justice? Is it a priority of mine in this district? And the simple answer is I've got 60, give or take, criminal prosecutors that just do not have the bandwidth to fight that fight.
Yeah.
The voters have spoken. I've got higher priorities, sex trafficking, overdose death.
Sure.
It's just not a place I want to put this district's lawyers to work in.
Okay, and I'll stay focused on the heroin issue then, because it is so obvious to me, Brian, that we're on the wrong path, and yet we're embracing policies that are a continuation of this disastrous path. Up in Vancouver, BC, which I cited, which they wanted to model this after InSight in Vancouver. Did you hear about the ODs in Vancouver a week ago last weekend?
I haven't. I'm aware of what the ODs in Washington look like. I'm aware in some of our tribal lands what the ODs look like, but I haven't tracked the BC overdose deaths.
In a 24-hour period, they had 45 overdose calls, and the first responders said, "We've never seen anything like it." So it's pretty obvious that having a government injection site is not helping the problem up there, and so I see something that they want to model it after that's really not working. And I'm trying to understand how they thought and why they thought. Did they make an argument to you as to why they wanted to try to open these places?
Did the city?
Did the city or the county? Yes.
No, I mean, it might be helpful to frame that conversation because I think it was a valuable conversation. I think it's the way these conversations should go. Pete Holmes and I met. I've known Pete for a number of years in my work through the Attorney General's office. I've had issues with the city of Seattle, legal issues, and he asked to meet with me. I you know, welcomed the visit. We talked about a host of issues, and he asked me where I stood on safe injection sites, and I told him I'm completely concrete in my thinking that it violates federal law. There's no exception for good intention for a city doing it. And I advised him that I wouldn't sit idly by and allow King or Seattle to stand up them. He was accepting of it. It was a good conversation. It's the way I hope most of these conversations go. They come, we talk, and they find out what the thinking is of the U.S. attorney, and they can make an educated and informed decisions from that.
And being a former U.S. attorney herself, any idea how Jenny Durkin arrived at the conclusion that this somehow would be allowable and federally legal?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how she would view it. The mayor obviously is a former U.S. attorney, as you point out, Dory, a very good lawyer in my experience. And I honestly don't know what she would say or where her thinking brings her on this issue.
Okay.
So I don't want to infer that she supports them, doesn't support them. I just don't know where she sits on that issue.
One other issue that is connected to this, I've talked to both, I've had both the Snohomish and the King County prosecutors on my show about 6 months apart. They both announced that they would no longer prosecute personal possession amount of any drug, heroin, meth, fentanyl, anything. Is that proclamation, and they don't call it a legalization, but they've said they won't prosecute it. So to me, that's a de facto legalization. Wouldn't that also be in violation of federal law?
No, I think that's more a question of prosecution, limited prosecution resources, much as I have in this office. County prosecutors have their own unique challenges. I don't know what Snohomish and King County have stated and what their position is on the prosecution of heroin under those amounts. It is a state issue. I'm more focused on using my resources to go after major Mexican cartels that are pumping kilo after kilo after kilo of fentanyl, methamphetamine, opioids into this district. I think that's where we can be the most useful. If you get rid of supply, you make the problem better.
Got it.
But their prosecution, they're best able to determine where they can best put their resources.
Well, it's kind of like what they told me, what Dan Satterberg told me. It's kind of what you said about the heroin versus marijuana, that they only have so many resources and they've decided that they just cannot prioritize those small amounts. But, man, I just think the word's out. And since the supply seems to be so plentiful that you want to see cut off, it just seems to me, Brian, that the word's out that this is the best place in the country to be a drug addict. You're not going to get prosecuted. We had a Seattle City Councilwoman who at a meeting even said she wanted to look into having the government buy the heroin for the addicts to try to reduce crime. And when I hear all of these things, I mean, I'm really glad you've taken the stand that you have, because it seems like we have so many policies that are making this an attractant for people who have that, you know, sad journey in life.
Yeah, you know, I ultimately that's a county and a city attorney area for them to enforce, not enforce, or exercise their discretion. But in terms of getting the word out, what the message that sends from those counties, I'll leave it to them. Here's the word I would like to get out, that in this district, if you're moving large amounts of heroin, methamphetamine, opioids, fentanyl, we're coming after you. We are going to make your life difficult. We will prosecute you vigorously. We will add mandatory minimums, and we'll make your life miserable. So that's the word I want to get out. That's my sweet spot as a U.S. attorney, prosecuting federal crimes, drug trafficking organizations, and I guess I'll leave it at that.
Well, I just developed a man crush on you, because we have needed to hear stuff, something like that, desperately around here. Brian Moran is our U.S. attorney for this region. Brian, I really appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thank you, Dory, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you very much. Brian Moran, he is our new U.S. attorney for this region. And I mean it. I love talking to that guy. That was the first time I've ever had him on. But hearing a local person with some power talking tough about drugs, instead of all of these things that we've been doing to make this the magnet destination for druggies around the country, that's what we need right there. Brian Moran, our U.S. attorney. Good to have him on. I would love to hear what you think. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.